Periodic Review with Variable Order Quantity Systems, RS. In periodic review with variable order quantity systems, commonly denoted RS, an order is placed at regular, fixed intervals, but the quantity is allowed to vary. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the following related terms. Fixed order period system, a method of inventory planning that measures actual inventory levels at regular intervals of time. A check of inventory levels is performed and an order placed if needed. Often the quantity ordered varies from period to period as inventory is restored to a predetermined level C. Fixed order quantity, FOQ, min-max system, period order quantity, OQ. Fixed order interval inventory model. An independent demand, periodic review item management model in which an order is placed at fixed intervals, such as weekly, biweekly, or monthly. The order quantity is variable and replaces the items consumed during the current time period to return the inventory to the target inventory level. The target inventory level must be large enough to cover the maximum expected demand during the lead time plus the length of the review interval. SINs: fixed interval order system, periodic review system, time-based order system. C. Fixed order quantity, FOQ, inventory model, hybrid inventory system, min-max system, optional replenishment model. A related term is periodic replenishment, which the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines as a method of aggregating requirements to place deliveries of varying quantities at evenly spaced time intervals rather than variably spaced deliveries of equal quantities. In a periodic review with variable order quantity system, the order point is not an inventory amount, but a defined date. At the designated interval, an order is placed, unless the amount needed is zero. In this way, periodic review is the opposite of the order point system. Exhibit 6-22 shows that, unlike the regular sawtooth pattern formed when the order quantity is fixed, a periodic review with variable order quantity system, order up to target inventory level S, denoted RS, will allow lot sizes to vary. In the exhibit, Q1, Q2, and Q3 have different order sizes, but will always order on a fixed schedule. At each review point, a replenishment order is placed that will move inventory closer to the target level, including the anticipated inventory use during the review period. Exhibit 6-22, periodic review with variable order quantity system, RS. Periodic review systems with variable order quantity are used when order point systems would be impractical. Order point systems are impractical in environments where there are thousands of inventory items to reorder on different dates, especially if sets of these items can be reordered using a common shipment and can be added as line items to a single order. Since order cost includes transportation and ordering, consolidating orders will save on order costs. Rather than posting many transactions to inventory, it can be simpler and less costly to post multiple transactions during a single review period. This will frequently be true in retail, supermarkets, and online shopping distribution centers. A periodic review system will make more sense in these cases. They are also used for perishable items with a short shelf life, because often the order interval is short, in part due to necessity, and in part because ordering costs can be kept low. Finally, they may be necessary if the inventory in question is not tracked in a perpetual review inventory system. For example, data is not available. Note that the order intervals, called review period duration, are below, are fixed, identical, in length, as are the order lead times, called lead time duration, or L below. Orders are placed at the start of the review period and end when the next review period begins. The review period is set in this way because the order is based on the demand during the review period. This will be a demand per time period, such as per week or, more often, per day, since the order intervals are often weekly. As indicated in the definition, the order quantity will be the target level, or the maximum inventory level minus the quantity on hand. So the first thing to determine is this target level, S. This requires knowing demand per period, D, lead time duration, LT, review period duration, R, and safety stock, SS. For example, assume that multiple items are ordered every 7 days with a lead time of 2 days. One of these items has average demand of 50 units per day, and there are 100 units of safety stock. The target, maximum, inventory level is calculated as follows. The order quantity is the amount of inventory that is required to bring the total inventory to a maximum. The quantity, Q, ordered equals the target inventory, S, minus inventory on hand, I, or. If I has 150 units during a particular review period, Q can be calculated as follows. Because the inventory will continue to fall after the order is placed, during the lead time. The replenishment will reach the maximum inventory only if demand is zero during the lead time. Therefore, it is important to ensure that an item's total inventory is sufficient to cover demand during both the order review period and the order lead time. If carrying costs are less significant, exact estimates of sales or usage are not necessary.